I think it's very sad that they're missing their targets. For me, I'm not so worried about targets. I'm more worried about patients getting the care they need in a timely manner. And so if it does mean that someone who has a minor injury is waiting longer than 4 hours, I think that's a sacrifice that's worth making. I'm not surprised that it's happening because already for several weeks we've been getting warning emails about the pressure that the hospitals are in, particularly in North Kent, and I'm starting to see difficulties in admitting patients who I feel need to be in hospital. Often the reason why the four-hour limit is breached is because they can't get patients back out of the department. People who are walking wounded and could go home isn't so much of a problem, but getting them into hospital beds is getting more difficult, and that's because we're having difficulty getting people back out of hospital beds and into social care. We've seen a drop in the amount of social care provisions, nursing home places and so on, which has meant that patients are stuck in hospital waiting to be discharged. So we have to look at the whole system to get this better, and just putting, for example, extra staff into A&E is not going to sort it out. We want patients only to go up to A&E if there's a good reason that they have a real, genuine emergency. Otherwise, there are other services, GPs, pharmacists, walk-in centres. Secondly, we do need to tackle the problem of discharging patients. Some wards have got a third of patients who are actually sitting there on a bed when there's no medical need. And that's beyond the health service, that's looking into social care. And finally, we need to work smarter. We need to look at new ways of caring for people so that maybe they don't need to go into hospital in the first place. These are targets, and I can tell you that all hospitals will prioritise. So the people with the biggest medical need will always take priority over people with minor problems.